Many have taken the messages and the directions given at Vatican II and twisted them to suit themselves, reading in the Bible words of their own or finding excuses for sinning through the Bible. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the first epistle of St. John the Apostle, chapter 2, verses 18 through 26, quote, "Dear children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have arisen, whence we know that it is the last hour. They have gone forth from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they surely would have continued with us. But they were to be made manifest that not one of them is of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you as to those who do not know the truth, but as to those who know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. No one who disowns the Son has the Father. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, let that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you. If that abides in you, which you have heard from the beginning, you also will abide in the Father and the Son. This is the promise that he has given us, the life everlasting. These things I have written to you concerning those who lead you astray." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on July 1, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now, Jesus is looking about, and he's raising his hands very high, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's doing something very, very strange. He's extending his hands out like this, in front of him, and they are all raised, coming from his arms and his hands. The rays are extending high over our heads. They go beyond the place back here. I believe there's someone, Jesus says, that is very ill, but he will be cured this evening. Right over in this section over there. Now Jesus is looking. He shook his head. Yes, I understood. Well, now he's turning fast to his right, and he's coming above Our Lady's statue now again. He's looking about him, and now he does this like Our Lady does, which means to listen and repeat. My children of the earth, how happy I am to know that there are those among you who are willing to dedicate and sacrifice their lives for the entrance into heaven through the salvation of many souls upon earth. You must all make it known to mankind that there is a hell, there is a purgatory, and of course, the kingdom of heaven. The road to hell is swift and wide. The road to heaven is narrow, and too few are not finding it. My child and my children, you must do your utmost to bring back into my house, my church upon earth, the faith. I often cried through my mother's tears. Her tears and mine abounded over the earth, because to the Eternal Father, man was given a conscience and a free will to either accept heaven by sacrifice and penance and having to face the rebuke of a darkened world. I want everyone upon earth to know that the great chastisement and the punishments of droughts, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes are but minor compared to the number of lives that will be lost with the great chastisement. I hold your country, my child, at fault, because too few who are in power, in the government, and the teachers from my church on earth, too few are willing to fight against the abomination of the homosexuality that is raging throughout the United States, Canada, and the world. In no way will homosexuality be accepted, for it means damnation and destruction. And I say this to you once fair maidens in the convents of the world who have chosen to cast aside your profession and your oaths of allegiance to your God to seek a more pleasurable life upon earth without your habits, without your convents, and living the life of a layperson. All who have received holy orders legally shall be held accountable for their casting aside their profession, for they are weakening the structure of my house. Many, because of the mistakes made issuing forth from the good hearts of John the 23rd, Pope Paul the 6th, many have taken the messages and the directions given at the Vatican Council and twisted them to suit themselves, reading in the Bible words of their own or finding excuses for their sinning through the Bible. My child and my children, the murders of the unborn will bring great chastisement upon the United States, Canada, and the nations of the world that are now contributing not only to the delinquency of your children and the world's children, but are condoning murder and euthanasia. Euthanasia, my child and my children, is murder. We have been very patient. The Eternal Father has voiced his decision within my hearing. And I tell you, my children, your chastisement is just at hand. We expect all of you to read and reread my mother's directives, for they are my directives in the Eternal Father and the Holy Ghost. No man shall fall into hell unless he wishes it, for his heart and his eyes are blinded, his heart is hardened, and the pleasures of the world and the popularity of a generation that has gone insane with sin. For these, he will give up his eternal soul. And especially, my children, I repeat anew the words of my mother when she said to you some time ago that anyone who has even a small measure responsibility for the deaths of the unborn shall be judged as a murderer. No nation that has been so corrupt that their legal rules and regulations are changed for those who are in sin shall not stand. They will burn in the embers as the bodies will burn upon the roads and the streets.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. On December 7th, 1978, our Lord said, quote, "You must read and reread the counsel my mother given in the past. Like a puzzle, many of you seek the answer. All will fall into place in time," unquote. We have an extraordinary book available titled Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. It has the Bayside story, the great miracles and testimonies. It has the story of Ronica Lucan and her family. It has a summary of the Bayside prophecies, the coming great warning, miracle, and chastisement. It explains Bible prophecies about these last days. It has copies of colored miraculous pictures with explanation, a chapter on angels, and much more. This tremendous book costs $10 plus $3 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. This book will give you peace of mind in these distressing times. Order this inspiring book today, Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. Send $10 plus $3 shipping and handling to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We are very happy to tell you that if you have a personal computer, we have a compact disc of all the messages given by Our Lady from 1970 through 1994, along with the Douay-Rheims Bible. Included is software that will do an instantaneous word search through the Bayside prophecies or the Bible. We have had many requests for this, and now it is finally available. This is a fantastic way to search the messages in the Bible on a given topic, such as earthquakes, hurricanes, flood, grace, heaven, asteroids, UFOs, AIDS, test tube babies, homosexuality, and much more. This CD for personal computers costs $49.95 plus $6 shipping and handling. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard or Visa or American Express and call us at 616-698-6448. We also urgently need your financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. Send the largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 156 for a grand total of 34,470 hours pledged in the next year. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church in New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building there soon. Also, we ask you to pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady's messages on this station. These Last Days Ministries is on the Internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the Directus from Heaven, Miraculous Pictures, this radio program, and much more. We have a new edition now, the 15-Decade Rosary. Now you can hear the Rosary on the Internet. Tell your family and friends about it. Visit us at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on July 1st, 1985. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
My children, I have great compassion for all of my children, the earth. But I say unto you, you have a free will. My mother has accepted her role as a mediatrix between God and man. If you listen to my mother's counsel, you will be saved. And you will also share in the struggle to right the wrong that has been done against the Eternal Father and all the personages of heaven. Teresa wished to be with us this evening, but due to the time and the condition of your physical body, my child, I send you her words, though she chose at first to appear herself. I send you her words, my sisters. What have you done to yourselves? I can see through the Eternal Father what has happened within the convents. I can only beg you to open your eyes and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Accept not the counsel of man, for Satan now and all hell has opened up and the demons are upon earth. This is the final struggle for souls. My mother told you some time ago that soon her words will be few. And this soon has now covered a year's time. But you must know that as a voice box, we had to seek and bring you, my child, back to the grounds so that we can go forth and together, try, I say try, to save the world from its own destruction. Satan has poisoned their minds, and your great scientists now seek only one thing, to please the bear. For money, and what is money? You cannot take it beyond the veil. You will go out as you came in, but you will be judged when you go out. My child and my children, I stress anew for my mother that you keep a vigil of prayer going throughout your countries and the world. It will be through my mother's round scapular and a beads of prayer that many souls can be saved, and there will be a lessening of the judgment against mankind where he will lose his body as he becomes an ember. So great will be the flames. My child, do not be affrighted. I will show you a picture now. Now you hold on to your crucifix and do not be affrighted. It's horrible. Who are they? The good and the bad shall die together, my child. Yes, you may describe, if you wish, my child, what I have just shown you. I see a road. I see people fleeing. Their clothes are ragged. It seems as though they'd been hit by some kind of shrapnel or something that's torn the clothes off their bodies. But the worst part of all is that beyond the roads, I see bodies, dead bodies strewn all over, in the streets, through the houses, in the lots. And I see the waters aflame, and I see waters churning and turning and rising higher and higher as they wash onto the shores that border the seas. Yes, my child, in the great chastisement, a ball of fire shall fall into the waters, killing all that is living in the seas. And also, unfortunately, because they could not listen and change their ways, many will die also from the flames and also from the waters. Those living along the coastlines, we caution them to keep a sacramental and a crucifix upon their doors, for the angel of death shall not enter your home.
You have just heard the extraordinary prophecies, the Bayside prophecies given on July 1st, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, I have my first testimony here to Our Lady of the Roses. Before it's too late, I must tell you that prior to my attending the vigil several years ago, I had a strong desire for alcoholic beverages. Although all drinking took place in my home, I had very little willpower to control it. Following my attendance to the vigils, I lost all desire for alcohol. And today, several years later, I remain blessed in this way. Truly, our Blessed Mother and our Lord removed my problem. And I couldn't tell you how grateful I am. I can't thank our Blessed Mother and our Lord enough. And that's the end of that testimony. Now I have another party here, and this party's from Tennessee, to Our Lady's workers. I promised Our Lady of the Roses I would have this published if she would grant me this favor. I had surgery, a knee replacement, and leg straightened on November 18, 1997. For a year, I had prayed for guidance, knowing what to do, as I had great fear. Finally, in one of her messages, Our Lady said, "You have got good doctors. Go to them first, and then come to us." That did it. I put myself in her hands. I told her I would do it, and I did. The surgery was very successful. I am walking better each day. It takes about a month to walk on my own. I can't thank Our Lady of the Roses enough for all she has done for me. I promise to send $10 each month in Thanksgiving. I love our dear Blessed Mother. Now my next one here to Our Lady of the Roses. I am a 59-year-old active service. This is from the Philippines, as a colonel in the Philippine Forces. Last month in July, I fell very seriously ill and had to go under a major operation for a tumor growth, which turned to be cancerous. My doctor characterized a terminal cancer and gave me a short time to live. My children, who reside in New York, were all saddened by this news. And resorted to prayer to our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of the Roses, petitioning for a miracle to happen, which did happen to me. It is for this reason that I would like to narrate to you how this miracle came to be and to proclaim it to all. 6 months after my operation, mindful of the seriousness of my ailment, I was constantly reminded of my pending death, day in and day out. Although I accepted it and was resigned to my faith, I continued to pray very hard for a miracle. At this point in time, I was very weak. I lost some 50 pounds in weight. Susceptible to the cancer had already spread through my and slowly killing me. La- May, my oldest daughter, sent for me from Manila to come to New York to attend the forthcoming candlelight procession of Our Lady of the Roses to be held in Flushing, Queens, and to undergo a medical checkup in the treatment at the Sloan Kettering Institute Memorial Hospital, New York City. I attended the procession and undertook the medical checkup. The result proved that I was completely free from cancer. This week, I am on my way back home to the Philippines, a very happy man. The new lease in life granted to me by the good Lord through the intercession of the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of the Roses, shall forever remind me of the power of prayer, that never was it known that anyone who prayed to her for protection, implored her for help, or sought her intercession was left unaided or unanswered. Thank you, and that is signed. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us keep Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.